Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of insights and published magazines and broadcasts, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today I am so thrilled because I have with me Marcia Bench. Marcia is a transformational success catalyst. She is committed to helping both individuals and organizations live their highest dreams and goals. Using a combination of quantum physics, spiritual laws, goal setting, and success science, and connecting the head with the heart. A former attorney, Marcia has authored 23 books and is a master at creating her own products and mentoring others in creating theirs. She's been active throughout her 20-plus career in supporting entrepreneurship through her writing, speaking, and volunteering, and has shared the stage with many greats such as Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, and other notable speakers. And Marcia, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's my pleasure, Vicki.
Marcia, tell us how you came about this great work you've accomplished, particularly in the literary arena.
Well, I'll try to make the story short. It's really started when I was in college, and I was studying psychology right at the time when the workplace was making a major change. And so I got fascinated with that and really have stayed on that fascination all the time that I've been in my career, which has now been over 25 years. But I went ahead and got my law degree and began practicing, and just shortly after I graduated and got my first position, I woke up in the middle of the night with an idea for my first book and in the class that I would teach that would be the textbook for. And so it just kind of mushroomed from there. It was well received by a local community college. I ended up teaching continuing education there for 14 years. Alongside other things I was doing. And so as my career evolved, I became a career consultant. I became a speaker and author, and then discovered coaching in actually just about 12 years ago. It had been going on for a while before I really realized what it was. And then one of those other serendipitous kind of events, I had a flyer come across my desk at my position when I was living in San Diego at the time, managing an office of career consultants, and the flyer was about coaching. I couldn't attend the program, but I got a hold of the program coordinator, and I literally had 3 days to decide whether or not I wanted to enroll in a coaching program that she was going to be part of, and so I did that and haven't looked back, and so I developed quite a niche in career coaching, and then just in the last maybe 5 years, it's really shifted more to the entrepreneur side of things. I supported entrepreneurs as a lawyer in helping them with their startup, with partnerships, with various kinds of situations that evolved along the way. And then I really got involved with marketing and internet marketing specifically. And that's where I built my worldwide enterprises online. And it's just given me the flexibility, especially now that my husband's been retired for about 12 years, to travel and to do other things besides just have to report to an office every day. So writing and speaking and coaching go really nicely together, and that's how I live my life. I'm enjoying living in Scottsdale, Arizona now, where we moved a little over a year ago so that we could be in the sun more of the time versus the Northwest where I grew up.
Oh, I hear you. That's wonderful. What a fantastic life. And what I love is that you've shifted into a place where you're reaching and helping so many people. It's just really fantastic. Can you share with us when and why you really started to write?
Well, it really started in childhood, I guess. I had a natural ability for it. And having started piano lessons when I was 8, typing came very easily later on, and so I just sort of took that and ran with it. And I've always been on a quest to express myself, both in written form and in speaking. I'm somewhat of an introvert, like many people who do this kind of business. And so I turn myself on when I'm in front of an audience, and I love that as long as I have my chance to pull back and rejuvenate in my privacy. And so writing is a great tool for that, to be able to share the written message, but it's incomplete for me unless I can actually go out and talk to people about it, whether that's on a teleclass or a webinar or a live event or workshop or a keynote speech. Those are all things that are related. So it kind of just went on through school, and then that event that I mentioned a few moments ago about waking up in the middle of the night with the idea for the first of the now 24 books, just finished another one this year, was the beginning of my official writing career and the beginning of my publishing company, High Flight Press, which I continue to use to publish much of the work that I do.
That's just so incredible, the body of work that you've already put out there. You probably had many powerful moments, but is there one that really stands out to you from the standpoint of your writing career?
Yes, there's a couple that come to mind, actually, and I'll tell you, people often say to me, oh my gosh, 24 books, how did you do that? And really what I say to them is that I just kept writing one a year, and pretty soon after a period of time, I had a library, you know. So it sounds impressive in retrospect, but really just because I love expressing myself that way, it's just kind of grown over time. But powerful moments, I would say one of them was in those early days as a lawyer. I knew that I was not going to be just a lawyer. I was also starting to get fascinated with speaking and leveraging my expertise that way, in marketing in particular. And so I hired my first mentor at that time, and we just started working through my niche, my specialty, my gift, because like many entrepreneurs, I had many ideas and was constantly feeling fragmented at that time with all the different things that were coming. And so as we got clearer on that, and one of the ways we did that, by the way, for the benefit of the readers, is by writing down the 10 most important lessons that I'd learned in my life. And so I did that, but the lessons themselves, like, I couldn't organize in priority order. I didn't know which was the most important. I didn't want to foreclose any possibilities. And so we just decided to take the first one on the list, which was a work should be fun, and start to flesh that out. So we turned it into an outline and turned it into an article and then ultimately a book proposal. And she said, you know, I noticed on this one book that you have here that it sounds like there's some commonalities between what they're doing and what you're wanting to do. Why don't you just go ahead and drop them a letter and see if they might be interested in publishing your book? So being the bold person that I am, I always figured the worst anybody could say is no, I did that. And the next thing I knew, I had one of the very first contracts that Hay House issued to publish someone else's book other than Louise's herself. So I didn't have to work hard at it. I didn't have to be rejected 110 times like Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield. I just followed the guidance that she gave me and ended up with that contract, which led to a 10-month tour around the country that I organized and orchestrated. And they moved the publishing deadline up to accommodate with 65 engagements in that time. And that was the first book, When 9 to 5 Isn't Enough, the first national book, I should say. So that was definitely one of them.
Oh, my gosh. That is so powerful. So powerful. So as an author and a publisher and a coach, what would you recommend are the possibly the three most important words of wisdom or advice that you could give about getting your message out today? Because it's a pretty crowded space out there.
It does seem that way, doesn't it? I mean, over 3,000 marketing messages, I think it might be up to 5,000 or 6,000 a day that we're being bombarded with between all the different portable media and the traditional media. And so I gave, because you had given me a chance to think through some of these in advance, I really thought this out. And I would say that the number one piece of advice is that there's never going to be a perfect time to write your book if you aspire to do that. Because you'll always be busy, the kids will always be doing something, you'll always have your business commitments, you know, whatever it might be. And so, again, this working with the same mentor, I was challenged to set a structure for myself, and so I did that. And even though I was running my law practice and running the speaking business, I set aside the first hour of the day. At that time, that was at 6 o'clock. I get up earlier now, but that was the first work hour of the day at that time, and that was my writing time. And so working from an outline, I just filled in one piece every day, and it took me about 6 months to write that book and have it finished. So don't wait until the ideal time. Nearly everyone has at least one book in them. So the question is whether that's going to be sort of dying with the music in you or whether it's actually going to come out. And so I would suggest that first hour of the day simply because it is the undisturbed time. You know, if you can keep yourself off your email before you start your writing. Dan Kennedy talks about doing this in his business as well, and it's worked really well for me. I've compressed that time frame down to where I just finished my latest book, Become an Inspirational Thought Leader, in 5 weeks earlier this year, because I've been kind of thinking through it, working through it, coaching clients through the processes that I teach in that book for years. So that's the first thing. Don't wait for the perfect time. There's no time like the present to get started.
Oh, wow. And that is so impressive.
Haven't you found that to be true in your business too, Vicki?
Yeah. No question that taking action is so incredibly important. How do you see getting your unique message out there? How has it changed, like, within the last decade? Because there's so much automation and everything is really in a state of flux.
Sure. Do we want to do the other two pieces of advice, or we have to do the first one?
Oh, yeah, please.
All right, great. The second one is to trust your message, to trust that what you're feeling inspired to write about is actually your message, and it often the most powerful message that you have to share is going to come from some of your painful life experiences, and I know many of your readers may have either have clients that have had these experiences or have their own setbacks in the last several years with the various things that have gone on globally. And so don't worry if there are other titles in the same category, because you can simply find a way to make yours stand out. I would be more worried if there were no titles in that category, because that probably means there's a reason no one they've either not resonated or it just hasn't been a profitable niche. And then third is to remember that getting the book out there is not the ultimate goal. Writing the book is the first step. The editing and the design of the book is the second step. But that should really be written before you ever put the first word on the page. It should be written with the idea that this is the hub of your new solution-based business. And it may take the form of coaching, consulting, speaking, training, workshops, internet marketing, offline products, or online products for that matter. It could be a number of different things, but writing the book is just like your new business card. And now, based on that, people will engage with you, the media will engage with you, and you'll have more opportunities to serve people. So be ready for what's next, and don't just plan around the book itself and thinking that's going to be the end of the equation.
Oh, that is such great advice, and thank you so much for mentioning. Just the first piece of information was so powerful, and then to add that on, I mean, that's something I think a lot of people overlook, Marcia, so thank you so much for that. And so, again, how have you seen things change over the last decade as far as getting your message out?
That's one of those areas that has gone through a big metamorphosis. When I first started writing, we didn't even have the internet outside of the government in ARPA. And now, of course, it's something that we carry in our pockets all the time. So there's been this increase in the amount of messages that's come out. There's been this, the coaching and the internet marketing world has matured somewhat. And so bottom line is that, hypey kind of marketing, aggressive kind of marketing, in-your-face kind of marketing no longer works. It just doesn't. The other trend that's contributed to that is just all of us females stepping up to our leadership roles as thought leaders and as coaches and as speakers and authors. And that feminine dynamic in the business world has led to a much more heart-based approach. And I would say not just in the last decade, I would say in the last year, it's taken another jump in that direction, because people are just fed up with, get your marketing program here, learn how to use social media there. The traditional, what's not become traditional, which only goes back a few years, it just doesn't work. And so you really need to find ways to follow your own inner guidance and connect with your audience based on that, especially if you aspire to be an inspirational thought leader in the sense that I'm using that term, that you want to have people seeking you out. you don't want to be having to continually push yourself out to them. So it's a different dynamic, and I mean the guys, mostly guys that have used that aggressive style for years online and the red huge headlines just aren't getting the results that they used to get from that.
Hmm. Yeah, and it's really a refreshing shift, isn't it?
It is, it is. And I think women are now something like 75% of all the buyers, so you've got to be speaking to them rather than to the good old boys network, because they'll still buy, but there's some gals that are entering that network now too.
Yeah, again, a really important point. So your new book, I was so thrilled that I had the opportunity to get a preview of it, pre-release. Is there an underlying message in the current book that you would like to share with our readers?
Absolutely, and I do appreciate your contribution to that too, Vicki. If I could put it in a nutshell, I would say, you know, you, whoever you may be that is reading or listening to this interview, you have the ability to inspire others in a powerful way and build a global following for your passion and message. So if you want to learn how to do that step by step, how to build it from literally I was in like half a bedroom when I restarted my internet business 12 years ago, to a multi-million dollar worldwide enterprise where you still may be based out of a home office, or you're building a following, let's say, in a nonprofit. This is the roadmap to do that. So we walk people through the five different phases of growing that kind of an inspirational business and using the principle of leverage, which means that rather than every time a client contacts you, you come up with a new proposal, a new program, a new way of delivering it, that you take the very same core content that if you write a book is in your book, or that is if you teach a class, it's in your class, if you coach or you do a high-end mastermind program, that's the subject of it. And it just allows you to very easily and effortlessly build out a business or an enterprise in a much more well-received way, in a way that lends itself to more of a balanced lifestyle than the way that especially consultants started out years ago.
Yeah, and that's so important. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because so many times that's overlooked, that sense of balance and quality of life. And it's so great that you really have put a formula there for everyone to be able to not only achieve success, but that as well, which is equally, if not more, important.
Yes.
How do you hope your writing inspires others, Marcia?
Well, I hope that what it does is inspires them to take any setbacks they've had as well as their successes and really turn those into the business, the lifestyle, the company, the job that most fulfills them. You know, the thread through everything that I do, Vicki, is following your life purpose. That's what got me started in the first place. From the time I was a teenager, I was really looking for that. By the time I got out of college and had been working for a few years and was starting to do workshops on doing what you love for a living, I really felt like I had discovered mine. And so this latest work is an extension of that concept, certainly, but it still comes back to what are you here to do, and are you doing it, and what are you here to be, and what qualities are you here to develop, and are you giving yourself the opportunity to do that on a daily basis? And if not, then what changes need to happen so that you can? Because it's an imperative. It really is. And things like 9/11 and like this recent economic downturn that we've had, and all of the challenges people have had with their real estate being upside down and everything else that's happened globally, I think has really set the stage for people to reexamine their priorities. And this is one of the areas where people end up going is looking at the meaning of their life and what's superfluous, what's really important, and let's start down that path.
Well, through your books and through the great work that you're doing, Marcia, you've inspired so many. What is it that really inspires you?
Well, that's a great question. And I think the very first thing is just having an outlet, having a platform for me to share what I'm feeling divinely inspired to share, because it's, you know, I feel like I've been put on the planet to speak, to coach, to mentor, to write for all the individuals that are struggling with some of the same issues that I did earlier in my life. And that's kind of the pattern that we go through as we reach back a couple steps behind us on the path to see how we can inspire others. And so that's one thing, is just knowing, you know, having the satisfaction of communicating that. But the most satisfying part of that is other people's success. Seeing my clients really have breakthroughs, seeing a touching story about someone who overcame an obstacle and found success and fulfillment. Those are the things that'll bring tears to my eyes, and that'll really cause me to keep going, and that I'll remember when there are challenges that are ahead.
Wow. Well, you know, you again are so inspiring, and you're such a busy lady. I always am excited to hear what you're up to next. What are you up to next, Marcia?
Well, I appreciate you asking that. Just like I've been talking about on the interview, I'm not expecting that this book will be the end of the world, although we are doing a bestseller campaign for it on April 4th, and I'm looking forward to seeing that go to bestseller status on Amazon. But from that, we are then going to be sharing the message in a much bigger way through a teleseries and through a live event called Inspire and Profit, June 1st to the 3rd here in Scottsdale. And there will be, of course, additional opportunities to connect with me live and through teleclasses and through other events that I am guest speaker at and so forth going forward. But I do see that this will be a major new direction in my business. And so people will be hearing much more about the inspirational thought leadership philosophy and how it can really, you know, whether you're a CEO or whether you're, you know, a housewife involved in the PTA and raising your children, we all have the opportunity to be thought leaders in our zone of influence. And so I see this being pretty universally applicable and particularly of interest to people in leadership roles or who feel like they have a passionate message to share and have just struggled to find the structure for that and the way to use leverage to get that out in a way that doesn't just have them serving one person at a time. It would make a bigger difference in the world.
Yeah, and it's such an important and timely message, because we all have leadership roles of some kind or another, even if they're not the ones you think of traditionally, such as the C-suite or executive position. Do you have, you know, you help so many people. Do you have like an exercise or a tip that you could share with us that we could put into action right away?
An exercise or a tip? I would just say to think back on maybe the last 5 years and what's been the most important experience, the most pivotal experience that you've had. It might have been the most difficult. It might have been the most triumphant. But just, you know, what was that experience? And then what have you learned from that? Have you learned the lesson so you don't have to repeat it? And then based on that, just kind of looking at your own process and moving through that, how could you help others with that same issue? So what was the experience? What did you learn from it? And how could you help others with a similar challenge? And that is most likely one of your bigger gifts that might still be laying unrecognized, especially if it wasn't something that was traditionally, let's say, you know, finishing a project at work or something, if it was more on the personal side of your life. So just give that some thought, and I think you'll find that part of you that's inspirational will start to emerge from that.
Oh, Marcia, thank you so much for that. You have this tremendous gift of taking things that we tend to think of as complex and mystifying, and being able to develop a formula that really simplifies it and make it very, very understandable. So I so appreciate that. I know you probably have a ton of success stories, but could you share one with us that may be one of your favorite success stories, yours or someone else's?
Oh, sure, I'd be happy to. I do my best to live my philosophy I teach in my own life, but I think what I like to do is share one of my clients' examples. When I was still living in Portland, I actually went to visit a nutritionist for my own health reasons, and it became really apparent to me that she was, you know, working 7 days a week. She was fragmented. She was frazzled. She was burning out fast and not earning nearly enough money for her expertise. And so we sat down over coffee, and she decided to become part of one of my mastermind groups, and we worked together for a year. And within just a matter of, I think it was a couple of months after beginning the process of what I teach in the Become an Inspirational Thought Leader book, really getting clear on what her gift was and putting together a structure where she could share that with, in this case, a group of about 25 women in her office in a, like an early evening preview workshop type of setting, she did that. She shared her story. She shared, you know, what she had to offer, and then she was prepared with a specific way that they could commit to doing that themselves based on the way that that I teach it. And she was just absolutely delighted and amazed that most, I don't know, I think about 30% of the women in the room decided to come on board with her, and most of them at the highest of the three levels of services that she offered. And so she made $7,000, $8,000 in one evening, which at that time was more than she'd made in a couple of months because she'd been struggling so much. And so, you know, that's really, really gratifying success. And she's gone on from there to, at that time she was sharing an office. Now she has her own clinic, and she's leasing spaces out to other wellness professionals and continuing to use this approach and just really doing well. So I love, like I say, seeing those success stories, and that's what keeps me going and doing what I do.
Oh, that's so empowering. So you have shared so many wonderful pieces of wisdom with us today, Marcia. For those that would love to know more about you or connect with you, how can they do that?
Well, the best way will be either at the book site, which is inspirationalthoughtleader.com, or at my personal site, marciabench.com. And just because it is spelled a couple different ways, it's marciabench.com. And there's an opportunity there to get a special gift and to get some frequent, periodic updates from me, and to learn more about how you can actually become an inspirational thought leader in your own life.
Oh, Marcia, well, thank you so much for the generosity of your time and this great information today. And it's just always a pleasure to spend time with you. So I thank you so much for being here.
I appreciate it. Thank you for reaching out. I really do. I'm glad to be able to share this with your readers.
Thank you.